Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I will leave the majority of comments for Vince when he returns to his own program. But suffice it to say, as I expressed in social media last night, Mr. Coakley was an exceptional man who raised an exceptional son. And we pray for Vince and his family, and we also, even at this time of sorrow because of separation in this world, for believers like Mr. Coakley, we are confident and we claim that eternal life that he now enjoys. You and I have been talking about this continued problem of illegal immigration. First, we were told there is no crisis on the border. Then we heard that old saw from the left, it's all about the children. No, it's all about power. But there was Chuckles Todd on Meet the Depressed Sunday doing his best, giving it the old partisan try for the left, interrupting President Trump, going back, these kids, it's horrible what's going on with the kids. Never mind the law. It's horrible. And then we had confused Nancy Pelosi last hour, not even remembering the number of grandkids she had. But boy, she knew that that any type of deportations, never mind people breaking the law, it was, quote, scaring the children. And then we heard from the governor of California, who is one of those guys with John Edwards pretty boy syndrome. This is no fib. During my TV days, I saw a feed of John Edwards. He was getting ready to go on. He was combing his hair in that cross. He had that little brush, and he was doing it cross-handed. Like, I promise, I remember eighth grade cheerleaders, the girls I went to junior high with, combing their hair that way. But there was old pretty boy John Edwards. And like John Edwards, gruesome Gavin Newsom thinks, A, no girl is prettier than he is, and B, he can just continue to spout those leftist lies and it's going to be hunky-dory. So he goes on with a video telling illegals who are subject to deportation, don't worry. Here are some helpful ways to continue to break the law, illegals. We're not going to let ICE get to you. And you and I have a tendency to look at that. And we go, yeah, well, that's California. That's the left coast. That ain't over here on the right coast. That's not the Atlantic coast. That's not the Carolinas. Well, sad to say, there are variations of the same thing. Oh, yeah, some guys who are comfortable in the swamp but pull on their populist overalls, metaphorically speaking, when they come home. And you and I have talked about the guy before, the senior senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Now, right now, Lindsey's talking tough, and yet sprinkled in with that tough talk is, now look, we got to do something bipartisan. So a few days ago, well, I guess about a week ago, Lindsey shows up in the Senate Appropriations Committee with Dick Durbin. Some folks have taken to calling the Illinois Senator Dick Turbin, given his sensitivities. And Lindsey is telling, now we worked out something here. We gonna let these young children stay. We gonna let these so-called dreamers dream on. Never mind the nightmare, and you can't document who people are, and they can just say they were brought here as kids, and we gonna have to keep them, and everybody's gonna say they was brought here as a kid. But never mind that. Now we've got time to get that done. So I want you to listen to to talking hypocritical South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham in front of his colleagues the other day at a Senate Appropriations Committee about how things going to be delayed a little bit, but he and Senator Durbin have a thoughtful compromise. Listen.
We're going to postpone our markup that would change this problem by changing our asylum laws and give 100 days to process minor children, not 20. Whether we get there or not, I don't know. But nobody has been tried harder than Senator Durbin. We met with the White House. So we're going to take a couple of weeks to see if we can find a compromise to shut down this flow. Because if we don't, to our chairman and ranking member, you better get ready to do this again. And again, and again, and again.
And again, there's old Lindsey doing that South Carolina shuffle. Doing that two-step, yeah, I'm just a bit, I'm all against illegal immigration. We got to find a way to compromise. So let me say it using Lindsey's pronunciation. Senator, the problem is Dick Durbin ain't going to do nothing to find a compromise. You know that, and I know that. Now, I realize this is all to telegraph a punch to the open borders crowd going, y'all just keep quiet. I got a re-election, but don't worry. Just as soon as I get through that, and I already got the president on my side. He introduced me as a re-election rally. And I got that going for me. Don't worry. Just as soon as I fool him again at home, we going to get back to business, and I'm going to be back to being kind of all mavericky, and I'm going to become the Republican the Alphabet Networks and the New York Times and the Washington Post loves. Just let me get through this re-election. So you got that. I'm sorry to say, from South Carolina. But that ain't all. Head north of the state line in Raleigh last Wednesday. The Senate bill that the state Senate voted in favor of to direct county sheriffs to follow federal immigration law. Last week, as the committee hearing is going on, as the press would call this young person, an undocumented observer, an illegal alien, okay? And I ain't calling him a dreamer, although he's a young guy with an earring, and boy, does he disrupt this thing. Just listen to what happened last week during this hearing of the State Senate Judiciary Committee in Raleigh.
You look me in the eyes when you make these decisions because I am undocumented and y'all are coming after my community and y'all are making these decisions and these bills that affect us on a daily basis. Y'all are spitting in the face of democracy.
First of all, son, you're spitting in the face of democracy, but A, this ain't a democracy. It's not majority vote. It's a republic with the rule of law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I kind of raucous last week in Raleigh at a hearing of the North Carolina Senate Judiciary Committee. And despite the rather emotional outburst of that young man who called himself undocumented, gee, he didn't call himself a dreamer. Boy, he missed a chance to offer the label that so many open border propagandists want to use, but he got close with undocumented. So bottom line is this kid is illegal. And he jumps up during the hearing. I want you to look me in the eye. Pal, I wish law enforcement would look illegals in the eye and lock them up. Look, your First Amendment rights, all persons enjoy First Amendment rights, not just citizens. But with those rights come responsibilities. You don't walk into a state Senate Judiciary Committee hearing and do that any more than the hippies did last night at the Charlotte City Council. You don't come in and storm the dais and try to grab the microphones and get that going. Oh, just to tell you, last week in Raleigh, that passionate young illegal wasn't alone. Plenty of college-age kids were there with him, and they were offering a one-fingered salute to the state senators. State senators came back with something else that I'm going to talk about in just a second, but to show you how action-packed last week was, not only did you have the outburst from the illegal during the Judiciary Committee, you had three North Carolina county sheriffs, all of whom happened to be African-American, trying to turn this thing into a race issue. Gary McFadden, the sheriff of Mecklenburg County, stood behind a podium and opined not only about how he wasn't going to work with ICE, the agreement that when I was in Congress we set up, the arrangement where local law enforcement could work with ICE to enforce immigration law. It's called 287G. Not only does Sheriff McFadden say, we're not doing that in Mecklenburg County, but he offers an interesting labeling of prisoners in the county lockup. Here is from last week in Raleigh. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden.
We as professionals should not hold press conferences about what we are doing. We should be doing what we say we are doing, and I'm still have my door open. But we will definitely say this. Let me be clear. 287G is off the table. You bring me a federal warrant. I have 436 federal inmates here at the Mecklenburg County Detention Center. And of course, I didn't say jail because I'm trying to change the language. It's my detention center, my residence. So yes, am I cooperating with the federal government and federal officials? Yes. Somehow, it's not working well with ICE.
Yeah, the reason it's not working well with ICE, Sheriff, is because they need your help. Because Mecklenburg County, we already had the incident with the guy from Central America, what was that now, 6 weeks ago? Maybe last month, where critical resources were tied up when this guy gets in some sort of situation where he's in a standoff with law enforcement, and he's an illegal, one of your repeat offenders. And yet, Sheriff, you want to tell us that first of all, this is a detention center. We ain't going to call it a jail. And you don't have inmates. You have guests. Look, Sheriff, if you want to get into the hospitality business, that's fine. Just don't do it on the county dime and with county time and with a lockup, a jail that you call a detention center, and the inmates you're calling guests. For crying out loud. We have seen such mislabeling. I'm going to try to be very diplomatic here. We have seen such misappropriation of accurate terms in this politically correct age that Sheriff McFadden doesn't talk about his jail, doesn't talk about his lockup, talks about his detention center with guests. Never going to call them inmates, never going to call them criminals, they're guests. Listen, pal, resign as sheriff and go get a gig at the front desk of, I don't know, one of those low-budget motels out there on I-85. If you want to work with guests in a hospitality center. But you get this kind of insanity. And of course, the Charlotte Disturber opined they tried to make it into a race thing. And well, the sheriffs themselves did. It's more than passing curious. And it has all to do with political power. And it's just a crying shame. Now, in my opinion, the North Carolina State Senate did the right thing. They passed a statute. They passed a bill saying, you know what? County sheriffs, cooperate with Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. That's basically what the bill says. But there's old Roy Cooper, who's sitting down taking a look at re-election. And by the way, things look kind of confusing in the polls. That new poll from, I'm sorry, I'll just go by their abbreviation, Triple P, the Democrat poll, shows Roy at well over 40% disapproval. Why, things might get close, so close he'll have to go vote. He'll have to try to track votes down in Bladen County. Oh, that's right. That's what he did against Pat McCrory, and that's allegedly what a Republican got in trouble for and why there's a special election in Congressional District 9. But old Roy's got things to worry about now, so he says, I'm not going to sign this bill while it's unconstitutional. Nah, it ain't unconstitutional. It's not politically advantageous to Roy Cooper. 704-570-1110, 1-800-928-1110 from Charlotte. Here's Brian. Hi, Brian. Hello, Brian.
How are you there, JD?
Okay, sir.
Listen, I'm going to get straight to the point. I hope there's some Democrats listening because I want you, and I've been all over this great country, I want you to look at the democratically run cities and states in this country. They're all dying. They're failing miserably. This super cop that we have here that wants to call them guests, the same guy who tried to rob me for my truck last year in a parking lot in South Charlotte, he's a guest, and that's okay with the voters in this county? These are the people we choose to run this city. You guys need to learn to wake up and vote the right way back in. Stop all this PC nonsense. It's not working.
Brian, I thank you for the call, and your opinion is valued and well articulated. And, well, let's just say, now Brian's talking about Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. I'm not going to give carte blanche to guys who are part of the Republican Party in a variety of places. There are plenty of pretenders, and People's Exhibit A, south of the state line, is the senior senator, Lindsey Graham, always trying to work out a problem. We're going to be bipartisan working out a problem. I'm going to get with Dick Turbin, and old Dick Turbin's going to stick it to us on this illegal stuff. Come off it, man. It's real simple. Everybody talks about new laws. You don't need new laws. You just need to enforce the laws on the books. And by the way, part of existing law, you can sponsor people in the country.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 1-800-928-1110. That's the number Anita called because she's checking in from Piedmont in the upstate of South Carolina. Hi, Anita.
Good morning, JD. Anyway, I'm loving your program, and you're speaking you're preaching to the choir, actually. Lindsey Graham, that bothers me for a lot of reasons. And the thing that really gets me, he's going to work with Dick Durbin. And when the Republicans had control of the House and the Senate, well, it just magically nothing happened, did it?
Isn't that interesting?
This is a wedge issue. Excuse me?
Yeah, I said, isn't that interesting? Nothing could get done with the leadership. And where was Durbin changing his point of view and coming to Lindsey with a quote, compromise?
Compromise my butt. Here's the thing. You got Nancy Pelosi talking about, you can't rip the children from the parents. They've been here, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, they're illegal. And the ones he's talking about deporting are ones that have been through the court systems, through friggin' no count how much money that the American taxpayer has paid to give them due process, which they're not citizens and, in my mind, are not entitled to.
You've summed it up perfectly, Anita. You have laid it out, and you made the case But old Lindsey's doing that South Carolina shuffle. Looks like he's got a lot of people fooled. Wouldn't it be great if, like, one of those, I mean, this is one time when a self-financed, guts-up Republican, the South Carolina version of Trump, wouldn't that be great if at the 11th hour in the primary somebody came in to rescue you guys from Lindsey? But I ain't holding my breath. Anita, I thank you for the call. Hey, as promised, I got to switch gears here a little bit. Axios, another one of those progressive read Democrat publications out of Washington, is talking about a Trump slump. How news agencies are seeing their numbers fall. Now, of course, being progressive, they're blaming Trump for it, not blaming the coverage. But we have a textbook example from last night on CNN. Anderson Cooper, at the behest of his boss, Jeff Zucker, trying to play us all for suckers, Anderson goes to the Bill Clinton, Juanita Broderick playbook, breathlessly talking about President Trump and the latest disturbing accusation against the president. Here this is from CNN last night.
She's not my type, which is what one says when a friend tries to fix you up. Not my type. It's not what anyone really says when accused of what amounts to rape. Not my type. That is precisely what President Trump just said, and not for the first time either. She's not my type. He just said this about his 15th and latest accuser, and we begin tonight with her account of the alleged sexual assault that she says she endured at his hands.
Okay. So there's Anderson Cooper setting it up. E. Jean Carroll, who back when I first went to Congress was on CNBC back before it all got businesslike. E. Jean, the advice maven on TV, the ice blonde, the years have passed. And so now E. Jean has a new book out where she accuses the president of raping her. But last night, E. Jean Carroll didn't give the answer that Anderson Cooper wanted to hear, or at least was expecting to hear. Listen to this.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotation. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
Wow, he had to get out of that. E. Jean, you're not sticking with the script. The president is a private citizen. Doesn't make it, he's a monster. And you just said rape is sexy. Oh, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to have Jeff Zucker come out here and talk to E. Jean Carroll and get the story straight. Boy, they had to exit that pretty quick. Ah, we're going to step aside for a break. It's not fitting the bill. Always fitting the bill. Your calls at 1-800-928-1110 or 704-570-1110 from Harrisburg. Here is Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hello, sir. I'm a Paraguayan immigrant. Came here legally, was adopted by American citizens, and I just don't think it's very fair to the people who have come here legally, gone through the process, been incredibly patient, and worked hard, passed the citizenship tests and everything, and just say, oh, yeah, after all your hard work, everybody else is just going to kind of just walk in and live here, and all your work was kind of meaningless because we're just going to let them skip the line and go ahead of you.
Ian, I want to thank you for giving voice to people that the dominant media culture tries to claim doesn't exist. Someone who comes here legally, and you came from Paraguay, did I hear that right? Oh, okay, but Ian made his point. Even though he's not here, I'm going to amplify it. He came from Paraguay, so presumably he's of Hispanic heritage. But he doesn't want everybody from Mexico and Central. He doesn't want people, heck, from Ireland or Iceland coming here illegal either. If you want to come to this country, do so legally, as Ian did. And no matter the dramatic outburst in Raleigh last week from the, I'm undocumented, look me in the eye. No, sir. Whoever comes here illegally is not instantly cheered on by those of Hispanic heritage, especially not by those who have come here the right way. and applied for citizenship the right way, and who want to become American citizens the right way, not through so-called comprehensive immigration reform. Look at what's happened to the language. You've got folks trying to tell us if somebody's undocumented, that's like calling a drug pusher an unlicensed pharmacist. And Ian, I got to tell you, English may not have been his first language, but he was articulate and he was expressive and he was right on target. Because what he was saying is absolutely the truth. We're a nation of laws. That's the country Ian came to lawfully. Not like these people coming here illegally who are alien criminals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.